It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? Glad that you've joined us today. We're in the book of Genesis, Genesis chapter 24, and we're going to begin reading with the 12th verse. We have gotten ourselves all the way over to verse 32, but we need to read once again from the 12th verse to get ourselves ready for the study today. So Genesis 24, verse 12 is where we're going to begin. And before we start, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. If you'd like to write to us, our mailing address is Parkview Bible Church, Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois 62341. If you'd like to visit our website, you'll find us at www.parkviewbiblechurch.org. I hope that was enough time for you to open your Bibles and prepare for the study today. Genesis chapter 24, beginning to read with the 12th verse. And he said, O Lord God of my servant Abraham, I pray thee, send me good speed this day, and show kindness unto my master Abraham. Behold, I stand here by the well of water, and the daughters of men of the city come out to draw water. And let it come to pass that the damsel to whom I shall say, Let down thy pitcher, I pray thee, that I may drink, she shall say, Drink, and I will give thy camels drink also. Let the same be she that thou hast appointed for thy servant Isaac. And therefore and thereby shall I know that thou wast showed kindness unto my master. And it came to pass, before he had done speaking, that behold, Rebekah came out, who was born of Bethuel, son of Milcah, the wife of Nahor, Abram's brother, with her pitcher upon her shoulder. The damsel was very fair to look upon, a virgin, neither had any man known her. And she went down to the well, and filled her pitcher, and came up. And the servant ran to meet her, and said, Let me, I pray thee, drink a little water of thy pitcher. And she said, Drink, my lord. And she hastened and let down her pitcher upon her head, and gave him drink. And when he had done giving him drink, she says, I will draw water for thy camels also, until they have done drinking. And she hastened and emptied her pitcher into the trough, and ran again into the well to draw water, and drew for all his camels. And the man, wondering at her, held his peace, to wit whether the Lord had made his journey prosperous or not. And it came to pass, as the camels were done drinking, that the man took a golden earring of a half a shekel weight, and two bracelets from her for her hands, and 10 shekels weight of gold, and said, Whose daughter art thou? Tell me, I pray thee, is there room in thy father's house for us to lodge in? And she said unto him, I am the daughter of Bethuel, the son of Milcah, which she bare unto Nahor. And she said moreover unto him, We have both straw and provender enough, and room to lodge in. And the man bowed down his head and worshipped the Lord, and said, Blessed be the Lord God of my master Abraham, who hath not left destitute my master of his mercy and his truth. I, being in the way, the Lord led me to the house of my master's brethren. And the damsel ran and told him of her mother's house these things. And Rebekah had a brother, and his name was Laban. And Laban ran out unto the man unto the well. And it came to pass, when he saw the earrings and the bracelets upon his sister's hands, and when he heard the words of Rebekah his sister, saying, Thus spake the man unto me, that he came unto the man, and behold, he stood by the camels at the well. And he said, Come in, thou blessed of the Lord, wherefore standest thou without? For I have prepared the house and the room for the camels. And the man came into the house, and he ungirded his camels, and gave straw and provender for the camels, and water to wash his feet and the men's feet that were with him. And there was set meat before him to eat, but he said, I will not eat until I have told my errand. And he said, "Speak on." And he said, "I am Abraham's servant. The Lord hath blessed my master greatly. He has become great. He hath given him flocks and herds and silver and gold and manservants and maidservants and camels and asses. And Sarah, my master's wife, bare a son to my master when she was very old, and to him hath he given all that he hath. And my master made me swear, saying, Thou shalt not take a wife to my son of the daughters of the Canaanites in whose land I dwell, but thou shalt go unto my father's house and to my kindred and take a wife unto my son. And he said unto my master, Peradventure the woman will not follow me. And he said unto me, The Lord, before whom I speak, will send his angels before thee, and prosper thy way, and thou shalt take a wife for my son of my kindred and of my father's house. Then shalt thou be clear from this my oath when thou comest unto my kindred, and if they give not thee one, thou shalt be clear from my oath. And I came this day unto the well, and said, O Lord God of my master Abraham, if now thou do prosper my way which I go, behold, I stand by the well of water. And it shall come to pass that when the virgin cometh forth to draw water, and I say unto her, Give me, I pray thee, a little water of thy pitcher to drink. And she say to me, Both drink thou, and all, and I will also draw for thy camels. Let the same be the woman who the Lord hath appointed out of my master's son. And before I had done speaking in my heart, behold, Rebekah came forth with her pitcher on her shoulder, and she went down into the well and drew water. And I said unto her, Let me drink, I pray thee. And she made haste and let down her pitcher from her shoulder and said, Drink, and I will give thy camels drink also. So I drank, and she made the camels drink also. And I asked her and said, Whose daughter art thou? And she said, The daughter of Bethuel, Nahor's son, whom Milcah bare unto him. And I put the earrings upon her face and the bracelets upon her hands. And I bowed down my head and worshipped the Lord and blessed the Lord God of my master Abraham, which hath led me in the right way to take my master's brother's daughter unto his son. And now, if ye will deal kindly and truly with my master, tell me. If not, tell me, that I may return to the right hand or to the left. And Laban and Bethuel answered and said, The thing proceedeth from the Lord. We cannot speak unto thee bad or good. Behold, Rebekah is before thee. Take her and go, and let her be thy master's wife's son, my master's son's wife, as the Lord has spoken. And we're going to end there and begin with a word of prayer. It's wonderful as we read God's word, and please enjoy it. Father, I thank and praise you today that we can come together and study your word and search your word, and there's so much to learn. Father, please, that you will speak to all of our hearts, whether it's concerning salvation or if we are saved, if we're born again, that you will speak to us about living for you, Lord Jesus. Please, that you'll guide and lead us now and help us to see everything that you want each one of us to see today. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Isn't this a wonderful story as we've read this? And it's been a couple of times we've been together now that we've been through part of these verses of Scripture. But let me, again, I don't like to spend so much time in review, but we must spend enough time in review so that we can see exactly what the Lord is talking about here and trying to show us. And as we begin this chapter, we find that Abraham comes to Eliezer, and we're clear back at the beginning of chapter 24. And Abraham was old and well stricken in age, and he called before him his servant, Eliezer, I believe to be. And he called for him to have him take care of a great responsibility, and that was to go get his son Isaac a bride. But he made some requirements of Eliezer. He said, Do not take the bride from this land, the land of the Canaanites, but I want you to go back home where I came from, back of Ur of Chaldees, to my father's house, and get a bride for Isaac there. And so Eliezer set out to do that. He took camels, and he set out to, he had the wealth of his master at his hands. That's how much power and authority and strength that Eliezer had. He had full authority. If you look at the 10th verse, and the servant took 10 camels and of the camels of his master and departed, for all the goods of his master were in his hand. And so he had great power and he had great authority, didn't he, to go do his master's will. And as we look through this wonderful part of the scripture here, and we enjoy looking each time in each section, let's back up just a little bit at this place now and see what is taking place. To begin with, Eliezer, and I don't know that I have shared with you that the meaning of the word Eliezer is God's helper. And so here goes Eliezer out on the errand that Abraham has sent him on, and it's quite an errand. It's a journey. It's a great responsibility. And Eliezer sets out to fulfill that. And so that means God's helper. And as we look, last time we were together, we not only realized that Eliezer, and now we've learned that it means God's helper, but also Eliezer represents the Holy Spirit. And so we're learning of the doctrine of the Holy Spirit here and how the Holy Spirit is working this very day. The Trinity, we spoke of that last time we were together, because you see, we have Abraham the Father, we have Isaac the Son, and we have Eliezer the servant. And if we would take those now and take Abraham is God the Father, Isaac is God the Son, and Eliezer is God the Holy Spirit. And so all three. So we have the Trinity at work here. We have Abraham being a loving father, as our Heavenly Father is. Isaac is the beloved Son. And also Isaac is the resurrected son. You remember what Abraham and Isaac, what they did here just not too long ago? Remember they went to the mount and they left the servants back and they went up to the mount by themselves, and Isaac inquires of who is the going to be the offering, the sacrifice here, and Abraham says God himself will provide. Remember all that beautiful story we had? And in Abraham's mind, because he was set out, God said, you're going to have to offer your son. And so Abraham set out to do that. Of course, Isaac was not perfect, so he could not fulfill that responsibility. And God did not require him to do that. He wanted to see the heart of Abraham, though. Abraham, are you willing to follow every word I tell you? And he did. And of course, God spared Isaac, and there was a ram caught in the thicket, and that's what they offered up for the offering. You see, Isaac himself, as we do, we need a substitute. We need somebody to take our place, because we cannot pay the price, the debt of sin. We can't do that. Isaac couldn't do that either. And so now we have that beautiful picture. And then we also, so we have Isaac literally resurrected in Abraham's eyes. So he went through the death, burial, and resurrection. And now we have Eliezer, which is the elder servant. He represents the Holy Spirit. Now, he is sent out to get the bride and bring her home. That takes place after the death, burial, and resurrection. So keep in mind exactly where we're at today. Before the Holy Spirit was sent to collect the bride and bring her back unto God the Son, until that time was set, until the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus took place, the servant was not sent. The Holy Spirit was not sent. Do you remember that? So we have the ministry, we have the work of the Holy Spirit, we have the work of the Son, we have the work of God the Father in Abraham, Isaac, and Eliezer. I hope that you can see that, because that's sure a beautiful, beautiful picture. Again, we've already talked about the full authority that Eliezer held when he went after the church, when he went after the bride. And of course, the bride is the church, and the Lord Jesus Christ is the groom. And so right now, the Holy Spirit is here collecting, getting the bride, and to bring the bride back unto God the Son. And Eliezer here was sent to go, and he was sent with all authority, as the Holy Spirit today is sent with full authority. He's coming to collect the bride of the Lord Jesus Christ. We look at a couple of things. The land that Eliezer left, the land, the promised land. Now remember what that land was. That land is a land of Canaan. And that land is of the descendants of Ham. Now we go all the way back to Noah's sons. And we have Ham, Shem, and Japheth. And so the descendants of Ham found their way to the land of Canaan. And Ham is the one, if you'll remember, is the one that got the curse because of what went on there. I hope that you remember that. We're not going to take time to go back. But go back and find Noah when he got off of the ark and read just a couple of chapters there. You'll find what happened to Ham and his descendants. Now, as we look at that, and the land of Canaan, and Canaan got the curse, and so God did not want, Abraham did not want his bride to come from this cursed nation. And so he sent them back to the line of Shem. Now the line of Shem, of course, is where the Lord Jesus comes from. And so he said, I want you to go back and see when we become the bride, when we are born again believers, then we become a part of the church and we are grafted into the nation of Israel. We become adopted. And so he's going after Shem. He's going after that line. And the birth of the nation, it's wonderful that we look at the Lord Jesus Christ here and don't miss the Lord Jesus. And so, and that came through the line of Shem. He was to get his bride from them, go back to my father's house. And so the Holy Spirit is coming to collect right now all those true believers that have been brought into the family. And isn't that a wonderful, wonderful picture? And this continues because as the picture of Abraham sending Eliezer, Isaac required he stayed home with his father, awaiting his bride to come. Now let's look at 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. And we need to take a quick look at that. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, we're going to read verses 16 and 17. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. And then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Now that's exactly the picture that we're preparing here. First, right now, Eliezer is going and is collecting the bride. But when that trump sounds, when the time is set that God has set forth to collect his church, to collect his bride, and bring that bride over to his son Isaac, or in our case, bring us to the Lord Jesus, and we will meet him in the air. He is not coming down. The actual second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ is the end of the tribulation before the millennial reign, not the rapture of the church. And so you see, here comes Eliezer over to collect the bride, and he and the Holy Spirit, in this case, the Holy Spirit will usher us to the Lord Jesus Christ. Eliezer, we'll see shortly, brings the bride to Isaac. Eliezer brings the bride to Isaac. Now, Eliezer speaks the words of his father, not his own. And we have this here, and we have it repeated twice in the section of Scripture that we've just read. Two times at least, if not more, he will tell of what his mission is. And it's my master Abraham. I am a servant of Abraham. The Lord hath blessed my master greatly. It is all talking about his master. It's not talking about, and his master is not only God the Father, but also God the Son. And so that's who he is making reference to. And I'd like to go to John chapter 16. John chapter 16. And I want to look at the 13th verse. John chapter 16, verse 13. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth, for he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. And that's exactly what Eliezer was doing here. He was not sharing his own words. He was not putting his own spin onto it. He was speaking clearly, very clearly, about his master and his part of that. I have come to get you. And please, that we see that. And as that 13th verse, the 13th verse said, that he shall show you things to come. That's exactly what he was about to show Rebecca, and that's exactly what he's going to show us. He's going to show us things to come. Now, we're coming out. He had to leave the place of Canaan, the land of Canaan, but also when he was going to his father's home, he wasn't exactly going to a safe place there either, was he? Because do you remember when we discussed this? It's been some time ago when Abraham left Ur of Chaldees. And I hope that I shared this with you, and if I didn't, we'll sure do it now. Ur means flame. Chaldees means destruction. And so you see, Abraham himself came out of there. But today, and that sure stands for this world, and that's the condition that you're in if you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ. Ur means flame, Chaldees means destruction. Now, the Scripture says that I'm going to go to Mesopotamia. That is in verse 10 of the 24th chapter of Genesis. That means between two rivers. And, you know, we have the Tigris and the Euphrates River, and that section is right between those two rivers. But it also means floods. It means floods. And then, as we look at Nahor, and this is the father of... We have the family here. Let me come. It came to pass before we had done speaking that, behold, Rebekah came out, who was born of Bethuel, son of Milcah, wife of Nahor, Abram's brother. Okay, that's where Rebekah, that's her line. Nahor means snoring. It means a sleeping man, a snoring, sleeping man. And that's kind of what this old world is like right now. We think of fire and destruction, of hell probably. But if we remain worldly, and if we remain upon this earth, it will mean destruction. It will mean the fire. Spiritually, we are asleep. And in this world, Eliezer comes into that world to bring the bride out, to take the bride back to the son, to the son, to her husband, and to the father Abraham. And so here comes Eliezer. Well, here comes the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit was sent at Pentecost to come to get the bride and bring the bride home. Well, we've been awaiting that for almost 2,000 years, haven't we? That the Lord Jesus Christ, we will be able to meet our groom. We are the bride. The Holy Spirit has been collecting the church, the bride. And so look to where they met. I want to show you where they met. They met at the well. And, you know, this is a thirsty land. And anything that you get from this land, from this world, will just nothing but call you for to thirst more. But when we come to the Lord Jesus Christ, we find that He is the well of water, living water. And let's go to John chapter 4. John chapter 4. I hope that you're turning to these verses of Scripture. I hope that you're able to. John chapter 4, verse 13. John chapter 4, verse 13 and verse 14. And Jesus answered and said, "Whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again," speaking of the well of the water upon this earth. "But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up unto everlasting life." Look what God has to offer. Isn't it something? And He offers that through the Lord Jesus Christ. Isn't it something how they met at the well? They met at the well, the very place where we try to get everything that we need to satisfy ourselves upon this earth, but it will never satisfy. But when we find the Lord Jesus Christ, and here is a wonderful opportunity that Rebecca has because Eliezer has come together. Now, I hope you're prepared, and I hope that the Holy Spirit has come to your house, to your heart's door, and I hope that you have responded and come. Now, we have spent almost this whole time today just looking at this opportunity of coming and what it should mean to Rebecca. And we have read down through to the 51st verse there, all the way into the chapter there, to see what the response was. Now, to this point, you know, we found that the family said, yes, she can go. Let's see if she comes, because that's what we'll look at next time. And we'll begin probably around the 29th or 30th verse next time. Let me show you in another verse of Scripture here that is very important. It's Revelation chapter 22, verse 17. Revelation chapter 22, verse 17. "And the Spirit and the bride say, Come. And let him that heareth say, Come. And let him that athirst come. And whosoever will let him take the water of life freely." Please, that you listen to the call today. Do not wait. The Holy Spirit is here right now. The Holy Spirit takes God's Word, brings it into our hearts, touches our hearts, and once we allow the Holy Spirit, in other words, when the Holy Spirit calls through God's Word, and the Holy Spirit's directing us, wanting us to come to the Son, God the Son, now please that you respond and you come to the Lord Jesus Christ. Eliezer's coming to get Rebecca. And he's hoping that she will respond and she will come. She's turning from her ways and coming to the son, Isaac. I hope that you turn from your ways. I hope that you listen to the call of God. I hope that you respond as God calls you to come to Him. And He's doing that through the Holy Spirit and by His Word. And so please listen and listen carefully. Come to Jesus Christ today. Turn. We've looked at Isaac as Abraham offered Isaac. We've talked about the ram. We've talked about the innocent sacrifice. That's what you need. You need someone to take your place, because you'll never pay the debt that you have. But Jesus Christ has and will take that debt from you if you'll just turn to Him and trust. That's what the Holy Spirit has come to show you today. That you can have your sins forgiven. And that Jesus Christ will take that load, take that debt, and He wants you then to come to Him. And that's what we're going to look at here. It's wonderful to study God's Word. It's wonderful to continue, and I hope that you don't mind the review. Look what Eliezer put up on upon Rebekah. And when they were done drinking, the man took golden earrings of a half a shekel weight and two bracelets for her hands and 10 shekels weight of gold. And he inquired then, "Who are you?" And he found to be the one he was looking for. And so isn't it wonderful how God went before him and opened it up? Abraham said he would. Abraham said, "God will take care of this. You just go." Now, if something comes up and it doesn't happen the way that I've told you, then your responsibility's over. But you see, it does. It always happens the way God tells us it will. I'm glad that you've joined us today. I'm glad that you're with us on this study. I'm glad we've had this opportunity to study God's Word. But I hope today that you've trusted in Jesus. My dear friend, what are you going to do about Jesus?